As Father mentioned earlier, today we celebrate Our Lady of Sorrows. It seems counterintuitive to use the word celebrate and sorrows in the same sentence, but in fact, I think it does make sense. This feast recalls the seven great sorrows that Mary lived in her role as the mother of Jesus. The first is the prophecy of Simeon. It occurred when Jesus was presented in the temple as an infant. Simeon is described as a righteous and devout man. The Gospel states, it had been revealed to him, to Simeon, that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. So when Mary and Joseph brought Jesus into the temple, Simeon took Jesus in his arms and said, this child is destined for the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed. And then he addressed Mary, and he continued. He said, a sword will pierce your own soul too. So that's Mary's first sorrow. And the remaining six are the flight into Egypt, the loss of Jesus in the temple. You remember when they found him, he said, do you not know that I must be in my Father's house? That must have been difficult for Mary to hear. And then Mary's meeting with Jesus on the way to Calvary, standing at the foot of the cross, Jesus being taken down from the cross, and then the burial of Jesus. In the gospel today, we heard Jesus dying on the cross, saying to his mother, woman, here is your son, and to the blessed disciple, here is your mother. In that moment of great pain and sorrow, Jesus was giving his mother not only to the blessed disciple, but to all of us. And as the blessed disciple took her into his own home, so we are asked to welcome her into our hearts. But our celebration today reminds us that we are not just welcoming the Mother of God, the Queen who is lifted up body and soul into heaven. We are welcoming the Mother who suffered. And that means we must also be prepared to suffer for her Son and with her Son, just as she did. Suffering comes in many flavors. We can suffer physically, emotionally, financially, spiritually, and in many other ways. We can suffer because of the words and actions of other people. Sometimes our suffering is self-inflicted, and sometimes bad things just happen. They're nobody's fault. But suffering, however it arrives, offers us a choice. We can choose to feel abandoned. We can look for someone to blame. We can feel sorry for ourselves. We can look for ways to stop the hurt at any cost, even if that means abandoning our faith in God or our obedience to Jesus' command to love God and neighbor. At times, the pain can even cause us to stop loving ourselves. Remember that Mary was without sin from the moment of her conception. That means she was able to endure her suffering without losing faith and hope. Through all of her suffering, she must have remained confident that God loved her and that her son Jesus was doing the right thing, that he was following the will of the Father. How difficult this must have been as she stood at the foot of the cross. Are we able to do this? Are we able to look beyond the misfortunes that all of us suffer to the knowledge that God loves us and that, as we've heard so many times, God doesn't give us more than we can deal with? Can our knowledge of God's love for us and our deep love and gratitude for God sustain us regardless of our circumstances, regardless of whether we are healthy or sick, regardless of whether life's circumstances make us happy or sad? I was speaking with a friend who shared a very profound insight, but an insight that I found unsettling. She said that if we really have faith in a loving God, we can find joy in any circumstances. She went so far as to say that if we have faith and hope, suffering really doesn't matter. There can always be joy. I didn't want to agree with her, but then I thought about the desperately poor children that I've seen in Nepal who were having so much fun playing soccer with a makeshift ball. It was just a bunch of rags rolled up. And I remember Miss Ivy, I've told you about her, a woman I met in Jamaica who was paralyzed from the waist down. And I remember visiting her humble shack. She prayed for us. She sang for us. She brought us joy. Joy that came from her crippled body and her beautiful soul. Nobody likes to suffer physically or emotionally or in any other way. But in Mary, we have an example of a person who suffered greatly, but who suffered with faith and hope. And that's what we celebrate today. I think my friend was right. I think that if we have faith in a loving and caring God, if we have hope in the midst of our pain, we can bear our sorrows, and we can even find joy. Today we celebrate Mary. In her we have an example of patient suffering. We also have an advocate when we are in pain of any kind. So let us never hesitate to call on her when we are in need. She has been where we are. Please stand. We bring to our loving Father the needs of the church and the world. We rely on Mary's intercession to support these, our prayers. Mary welcomed God's word. We pray that it may take deeper root in the hearts of all Christians,